partners.
Okay, we're live. It is the rundown, December 8th. Office per usual, piping up, getting loud.
Yeah, we should go yell.
Caleb was yelling at us for being too loud.
Where is Caleb?
He was yelling at us for being too loud earlier.
I don't even know that Caleb's here. I think he did his one video for the day and then took off. The rundown is brought to you by DirecTV Now. So this is for digital. Introductory offer for Stoolies, $35 a month. You get 100 channels. You get 10,000 on-demand titles. That's a shit ton. That's 10 with...
Four zeros.
HBO, Cinemax, you want those. They're $5 a month each. You can cancel anytime. No-brainer. $35 a month. DirecTV Now. Click on the link below it. Get digital. We're a digital company. This is digital. You're watching digital now. You can watch TV digital. You can watch us digitally through your Apple TV. I don't know if you can, but get DirecTV Now. $35 a month. Click on the link. 100 channels. 10,000 on-demand channels. Cancel anytime. Do it. DirecTV Now. Okay. Kind of a slow day subject-wise. We'll start with this Hofstra hazing story. Maybe the longest blog ever written, by the way. It was super long, not written by a guy named Jerry Thornton. I think it was a K. Marco blog. In heavy detail of all the shit going down. They have a kid locked in a cage. They're throwing like powder and hot sauce. For some reason, there's just a swastika behind one of the kids.
That seems a little excessive.
That's not for some reason. I mean, that's just kind of frat stuff.
Just a little frat Nazi stuff.
You got to take whatever's normal and then take it to a level that everyone's going to get fired from whatever job they have right now.
I am a firm believer in pro-frat hazing. As bad as you want to make it, I'm in. You just know you're going in. It's like you sign
a
contract.
You sign up for it.
Haze the fuck out of me. Right. Now, that's part of it. You can't be like, I'm in a frat and I'm surprised they haze me. And the problem is, which is always the case, you can't take any complaints. The kid who sniped and wrote the letter, like, got kicked out of the frat. Nobody in is complaining. Everybody right. in is like, it was worth the problem. The only kid, and he, like, sexually assaulted somebody. I don't know if I read K. Marco said the sexual assault was he grinded on a chick without permission. No, I don't know. And even that you should be allowed to do. The long and short of it is, you can't complain about something you know that's going to happen. You're going to get hazed. You should get hazed. That's the America I want to live in. That's my take on this KFC.
I got three things. First of all, we always say this. You can't let anybody ever have cameras out, ever. That's just basic.
That actually
day
is
one
a great
shit.
Point.
Yep.
Great
So
point.
That's just silly.
Take the phones.
Two, I think you're a fucking loser if you let yourself get hazed. I understand what you're saying. You either sign up for it or you don't. But the minute that someone's like, I'm only going to hang out with you
just
if
leave.
You get inside of a fucking chicken cage.
Yeah, just leave.
I'm out.
Yeah.
And I forgot
what Nate,
for
Nate was willing to
this is not for you.
Be here for that.
All right, so I actually have three things, not your two.
I forgot my third.
It'll come to me. Number one, I think there should be a law, maybe Trump's the guy who can do this, where you can't be held accountable for any text messages. Text messages shouldn't be, you shouldn't have text messages published. It's like the Richie Incognito, Jonathan Martin. When you're talking on text messages, it's different than you talk in like, in public.
My problem here is
I'm gonna get back to you on that.
Okay.
3 minutes.
All right. Two.
I don't agree with that.
Well, you don't. Okay. All right. Two. Did you guys see that one of the pieces of hazing was like they were just chugging milk and puking on each other?
Yep.
You can't knock that.
Like, if that's hazing, then I guess I hazed myself. Yeah.
That's a franchise.
We're monetizing that here at Barstool. And number three, I love when any of these reports come out because they'll like write a whole detailed article and be like, and so and so who goes by butt plug.
Yeah,
and then they'll refer to butt plug like four different times during the thing.
I disagree on the text message thing. I think you can be held accountable, especially. So you think you can just send unsolicited text
messages?
No,
I think group text messages with your friends should never be allowed to be made public.
See, I think you're at your most, well, that's a different story for being held accountable.
But I think I'm at my most honest when
I'm on my text.
Right, but you don't want that honesty
correct,
out there.
But I think if it's out there, you can be held accountable for it.
If you're saying things that you don't want,
I think it should be like international waters. Your text messages with your friends should be international waters. You can't anything it, goes
like social media.
Prosecuted.
What we talked
social
about
social media
yesterday.
Yeah, is different.
I will say I think on every most group text messages, you know, there's a mole in there. Like when you're on a big group text message, there's one guy you're like.
It's like whenever Gaz will sometimes like text me, Kevin, and Keith, and we just won't respond.
Yeah,
because we're like, Gaz, you are the mole.
Oh, I got my third point. You can't let, like, if you have someone, you kick someone out of the frat, like, you basically got to kill them. because you can't have snitches like this. Like if you right. if you kick somebody out or they do something wrong and you feel like you've got a mole,
and
I don't know, you got
spin
you can't
zone.
Have that.
You guys all kill a guy together. That's how you bond.
That's brotherhood.
Yeah, right.
That's true frat hazing.
That's kill a different level. That's better than puking on each other.
Can we talk about his sweater for a second?
Yeah, it's
a
great
sweater.
It's a great sweater.
Kevin's just
it's been, a great cardigan.
He's been fucking killing it all week with just. Left and right. One day is a Wanksta. Next day is Mr. Rogers.
This is something special.
This is straight out
it's
of
got,
like your
it's
72
got the panels,
years old. I mean,
this is a
I'm actually, though, I will say I'm excited to see Riggs wear this in a few weeks.
Yeah, right.
That will look ridiculous.
With the sneakers, yeah. And the two Clancys running around here. Like
it's weird,
Clancy
right?
Wanted Clancy
it's weird for me, too. It's probably weird for me than anybody.
I saw another Clancy. There's too many Clancys going. I feel like the older Clancy would wear this. I don't see you wearing that. I'm just,
no, this
the
is,
whole thing.
This is,
what is that? Is that a sponsor give us to that?
No,
you bought that?
I think it's just Banana Republic. Free. That's a free one.
It's gross.
You, of all people,
oh, here we go.
With walking around with your military jacket down to your feet and your
the
bald
military
spot.
Jacket,
you got,
the military
you
jacket.
You have gone through the weirdest style transition during your midlife crisis.
The military jacket was given to me by an Air Force cadet, and I told him I'd wear it, and I read the letter. You don't watch Dave Walks to Work. The bald spot, I'm now on top of and have it completely under control. My hair is just lighter back there. I'm just going to dye the hair the rest of the color. Nobody even know it. So
you both are ridiculous. You got to get this. I wear the same pants, the same type
same
of
sweater.
Shoes, same sweat, hoodless sweatshirt every day. You got to know
I'm
what
very
works.
Happy.
Just
I'm very happy.
No, you know what actually
everything.
Happened?
With
when we were, I was in Boston with Feidelberg
happy.
And Lewis. And
Feidelberg would wear it.
Yeah, all right. That's what
well,
happened.
Well, you copy
upset.
Your shit from Feidelberg.
What?
You copy your shit
yeah,
from
you're
Lewis
that's
and Feidelberg.
Oh, no.
Outrageous.
You started cuffing your jeans
everything
now?
Everything that you do is Feidelberg too.
They've been doing that. Dude, Feidelberg and Lewis have been doing that for like
this,
3 years, and all of a sudden you start cuffing
fact.
Your jeans.
Feidelberg will
fit.
Do something, and then 2 years later, you will do something 2 years right. After Feidelberg every single time.
That is
a fact.
Absolutely.
Hey, fights.
Feidelberg.
Fights. You see Dave started cuffing his jeans recently?
New trend. It's a new trend.
The ones that are too long, these don't fit. I well, roll them up.
Can we,
and this isn't cuffing. I just roll them.
Since we're totally off topic
get
here.
Get the jeans from yesterday. Did I fucking cuff those?
Sean,
fuck no.
Sean, can you put the TBT picture that I posted on Twitter into the rundown right now? For anyone who wonders if money changes people. Look
this
at that
guy
picture.
Loves it. I'm going to blog it anyways. This
did
guy's
you see
new,
the picture?
No, this
is,
guy's,
oh, my
oh,
God, Kevin.
The picture.
What is
it's
oh,
not a good
it's
look.
Honestly looks like it's fake.
Oh,
I thought it was fake Dave. I thought it was the fake Dave from the
it's
sandcastles.
It's a bad picture. I love it. I love it. I'm look getting older. This. I'm getting better like a fine fucking wine.
That's not real.
It's real.
That's a Photoshop.
You're in it. You're in it.
No way.
You're in it.
No way.
You're in it to make it real.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how to explain it.
I thought it was remember fake Dave, the sandcastle guy with the kids?
Entertain everybody
I thought
here.
It was
I'm
him.
Oh,
he looks like the poker
actually,
guy, the fat poker guy.
I actually saw it and didn't think it was me either.
I didn't either.
If we're being totally honest.
Money.
It's amazing.
Kids,
but,
kids
you know,
out there, listen, if you ever want to change your life, just get some money and then you'll go from the
well,
schlub to cupping your jeans.
Dave, this can't be real. You know how like Beyonce has pictures of herself from the internet?
I miss Fat Dave. I'll just say it. I remember too because we went to a barbecue place in Chicago and you ordered like 17 orders of fries for like 10 people.
Yes.
You were like, we need more fries. We need more fries. That's Fat Dave.
Whenever we went to anywhere to get a burger, I order like 30
fries
and just eat them all. I will say, that's what happens when you've been not left your computer for decades straight, just fucking
vlogging.
You have fries and
it's
food.
So true.
You guys are
you're like an incubator.
I was
like
there
throw.
For 10 years by myself, no office. Just like, yeah, just. So I get a little fucking sunlight. I talk
you
to a couple
yourself
people,
out a little.
And things start changing a little bit. Christ, that picture was not a good look.
It's the funniest picture I've ever. And it looks like you're stealing candy
right
from a kid.
I think I need a replacement.
That it was shocking. I saw the pictures like wow. But now you know I went. You know what I did? I walked right into the bathroom, looked myself in the mirror. I'm like, you look great, Dave,
look
and walked
great.
Back out. So a little confidence boost. LeBron. My God, this didn't even bother me. LeBron's doing the.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I was shocked.
I can't
too.
Believe that you almost didn't put this on the rundown.
So he's doing the bottle challenge.
Fat Dave would have been
fucking.
I've been mad for weeks.
French fries
weeks.
And LeBron.
Press conference and
fuck you, LeBron.
Yeah.
No, LeBron still gets me mad, but sometimes it's like this shit. He's doing the thing on the side of the bench. The Knicks are down 100. For whatever reason, I don't make my anger up. This story with LeBron, it's just fucking LeBron, but I didn't go crazy. I was like, oh, I want to kill him. I just kind of And I mean, I don't know. Didn't
drive it's worse
nuts.
For the Knicks. I mean, he's basically just punking you on your floor.
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously the fact that they got blown the fuck out. But the old Knicks, like, you would have had an elbow through your face
right.
or something like this.
Right.
This would be a problem. Like, next time they come to the Garden or next time they're in Cleveland, there'd be a bouncy
you
got on his head.
You need, like, to get – and you know what? Like, Joakim Noah should be that guy.
What else could he do?
LeBron. He was like, every time the Bulls played the Cavs, it was like, Joakim is going to fucking go all out on them or the Heat, and he would not take any shit from LeBron.
Now it's he's sad just, he's that, like, he's like yeah. Darrell Revis. It's like, sad. I'm injured and I don't
it's
really
sad.
Care
he doesn't
anymore.
Have that swagger. It's sad.
Can I ask a question? Where did the fat picture come from?
How do we get
not
that?
Not rattled.
No, Keith was going through like, his I've old generally pictures. Seen it. Keith took that?
Keith took it. It was outside of Lily's Q
So Keith brought
Chicago.
That back to life.
Yeah.
Was it taken?
It was right after Greg Olson broke.
It's a diabolical move from the quiet man in the corner.
Yeah. It was right after the Greg Olson when I let you out of the pads.
Unbelievable.
You probably wish I didn't let you out of the pads.
So K. Marco did that.
Can I see it again?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It's like unbelievable.
Can we get this like blown up?
That Dave would have been.
Can we get this blown up?
That Dave would have. I don't care. That should be a reminder of what happened.
That Dave would have written 6 blogs about LeBron.
It's much better than the other way around.
1,000 times better. At this rate, I'm going to legitimately be like America's top model.
My old pictures are depressing for a different reason.
Yeah.
But Kevin agrees with me. That Dave right there, he would have written 6 blogs about LeBron today while eating like 17 baguettes from Panera.
I used to do that. That was another move I did. I used to eat a full baguette.
Just crushing them with anger.
I had a full
and
just, chicken.
And then you'd be like, why am I fat? And it's like, all I eat is a salad and 17 baguettes for lunch.
I would send out somebody, I'd get the bread that came with it, and then I'd get the full baguette as well and eat them both. So yeah, shit happened when you're Bill. I didn't have time for any of that. It's like blog, 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 eat, eat, eat. That's what I fucking did. The pants were too long. That was an excuse.
Yeah, the whole look. It was shirt.
I probably hadn't been outside in 6 months before that. We got a second ad, SeatGeek. If you need tickets, we're going to Army Navy, Dan and I. So that's exciting. We'll be there. All the cadets, everybody excited. That's been a bucket list game for me, for you, forever. So super excited to see Army Navy. SeatGeek, if you're going to buy tickets, they'll give you $20 off when you download the app. First time download the app. Put in the code RUNDOWN, and we've given it. But SeatGeek, basically, they put all the tickets, they value them. So it doesn't just have to be the most expensive ticket, the best. It's the best value, where you're getting the most bang for your buck. So SeatGeek, download the app, use the code RUNDOWN, $20 back, either PayPal or they'll send you a check, and they always see those. So this Walgreens fight, it's quick, it's fast. This is the exact opposite of that dad fight we had the other day, which we said was sad. There's something about just a guy in a sport coat just ragdolling, throwing him through the candy aisle. It Nate, who blogged it, actually had the perfect analogy.
Yep.
It was exactly like Stone Cold versus Booker T.
That was like a seminal moment of my childhood.
I've used that in the blog. Yeah. It was this guy. Just throwing this guy back and forth. And he's just like a white dude in a sport coat doing it. I love it. It's like Michael Douglas falling down, that guy.
Yeah.
It's
like that's the thing. Snapped. That was like probably 5 or 6 years of anger at work and at home from your wife and all that shit coming out in Walgreens against the candy, against the magazines, up against the register. It was perfect.
He didn't even break a sweat. He's done that before.
His face didn't even change.
He probably did that like in the time. You know how it's so annoying now that you have to insert the chip and you just stare at the person for like 4 seconds? Well, it's like chip reading. He probably just did all that in between the chip.
Speaking of chip reader, that will get an automatic fuck me out of every single time I swipe and they're like chip. Please. I just go,
it's
fuck me.
It's so annoying.
Like every time.
And
automatic.
It takes forever. You just sit there and they're like, okay, just give it a second.
And then
give
it goes
a second.
I had something at my local CVS yesterday. They don't have like they don't have like live people at my CVS. But you have to like scan the codes.
Yeah.
Robots.
I had too much shit. And it didn't fit on the where they put your item where the bagging is, and everything was just falling over the ground. It was a lot of F-bombs there too.
The self checkout's better than I got. I'm in a war at Rite Aid by
humans,
my place.
Yeah.
I would never go on Rite Aid.
Six fucking registers, one person working it.
Yeah.
And then every time they call for backup. Well, why don't you just have two fucking people working?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Rite Aid, that's like the Southwest though of like convenience stores. You kind of deserve that.
They're all the same. They're all the same.
No.
They all are.
Walgreens
the bottom of the barrel, and then
Rite,
it's like
Rite Aid is far lower on the spectrum than like CBS, for sure. Trump, a quick Trump story. So he's going to, I think, make a reality show out of his inauguration with Mark Burnett.
As he should.
I love it. Yeah. I think this whole thing should be a reality show. I think when we meet with world leaders now, I want a reality show. I want it edited, cut. I want it to be like, what was that boxing show they had? The Contender. It was another Mark Burnett. It was so underrated, but they only had the highlights. Do that. Make this. This is what Trump's here for. Give me the reality. So he's going to walk down like Fifth Ave, a parade, hop in a helicopter like Jeff Probst at the end of Survivor, and like zoom into Washington. Love everything about it. My guy.
I want presidential hard knocks. I want it all to be like that.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, if we're going to go to nuclear war and have Trump do all this, we might as well get some good TV out.
Yeah. Imagine totally that appointment television. Everyone watching, like, are we going to drive a bomb right
now?
Right. Fucking electric.
Like, tune in next week. We're going to have abortion repeal.
Exactly.
Love it. This is the second kind of Instagram sex virginity ballpark story we've had. This Instagram model is caught making a video saying she's going to go to Dubai to fuck some dude and her 13-year-old brother.
I agreed to have sex with his virgin 13-year-old brother, and I will give him a blowjob.
If I understood it was for 25 grand, I read this blog, it said 50. My two quick thoughts, which I know we agree on. First of all, you can fuck 13-year-olds in Dubai. That's just a fact. Everybody in Dubai, the sheiks, they do what they want to do. So I have no problem with that at all. Two,
you can fuck.
What, you're laughing?
13-year-old guys, if they're down for, like,
yeah.
If you're a 13-year-old guy in America,
you can't fuck a 13-year-old girl in Dubai.
No, that's bad.
You can't fuck a 13-year-old.
No. Dave, get hard. No. Take a harder line on that one, Dave.
No. Fat please, I said no. Fat take Dave a harder line
on fucking 13-year-old girls.
I don't know what you can do in Dubai.
You can't.
I said no.
Nowhere on this planet can you fuck a 13-year-old girl.
I said no.
Harder line.
I was thinking Dubai.
But if you're a 13-year-old.
Have you ever been to Dubai?
No.
It's a wild place.
If a 13-year-old boy in America has, you know, a brother or a father who's like, I'm going to pay $25,000 for you to fuck this Instagram model, and he's like, sure, that's legal too.
Yeah. Definitely. That's just called a dude getting laid.
That's the best. That's called
a kid losing his virginity. Right. It happens all the time.
Right.
I don't know. You guys, maybe. I don't know if you can.
Oh, now you're going to call.
Yeah, well, America.
13-year-old girls in Dubai. Okay.
America has very different rules than Dubai. In the second part.
A 13-year-old, you're almost in like eighth grade, right?
Yeah.
You can fuck like a chick if you're in eighth grade. If you're a dude.
Yeah.
Right. So what's the problem?
So then, like, Dubai.
Yeah, but I'm talking about you can't fuck girls.
You can't fuck 13-year-old girls.
Thirteen-year-old girls in America are fucking.
Yeah, but other.
They are. I mean, I'm not saying.
We're not going to say that. Listen, Dave. Let's not.
I'm not going to go there.
Say what we were going to say.
I won't go there. I won't
again.
Go there.
This, hey, like, again. You would.
I'm not.
You wouldn't say it though.
He's classy.
But yeah,
we're not going to say what we're thinking. But how old? How old is, that's like 10 years.
When you say eighth grade, trust me, I have friends who are teachers, shit's going weird in eighth grade in America, trust me.
But here's the thing, they're fucking other 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
But I'm saying all time and space cease to exist in Dubai. That's all I'm saying. The Instagram model, real quick, I couldn't say, she's like, send me 25 grand before I come. And I don't know if she gets another 25 when she shows up.
I would imagine that's half the deal. And half.
Yep.
So I'll just assume that's it, because who else would send 25? No way she shows. Last story.
Wait, I had one quick question. So I think who blogged this? Spags? He said a lot of the Instagram models are really just prostitutes.
Yeah.
Do we have a list somewhere?
Right. Can we get like an Instagram 2.0?
I got to be honest.
Like a blue check.
Yeah.
These are the hookers. These are the regular people.
I have a theory on that. I feel like I hear, even with our girls, she's a prostitute. I think that just is guys who can't like hook up with the girls, and it's just you're a prostitute.
That. Yeah.
But I don't think they actually are.
Well,
and
but
it's
that
like,
girl
oh,
was.
Oh, they hooked up with an athlete. It's like, yeah, because they're like the hottest chick in the world. Got so I don't believe all that.
But,
that's a shout out to the maybe prostitute.
But what you just said.
I'd like to live. That's like believing in Santa Claus.
But what you just said doesn't diminish what I said. I'd still like the list.
Totally.
Like that chick is, I want her and all her friends.
I want the list.
I want to know.
Just the list.
I feel like, I feel like I'd be in on that by now, like know that exists.
Okay.
Why wouldn't it? You see that fat picture, it's like, yo, I'm like, we have all these Instagram girls. Side note, I'm a prostitute. Like, you probably could do good business in this office. So I think we'd know.
This was a wild 3 minutes. 13-year-olds fucking to being pimps.
In Dubai.
in Dubai.
Hope our guests are enjoying here.
Not in New York.
No, you said you'd want the list.
I would. I'd like to look at it. You'd like to procure it and people know about it.
Dan just wants to know the list.
And make some money off of it.
I read it for the articles.
Yeah, no pictures. I'd like to know it.
Last one, and this real quick, had to give this a shout out. This old 97-year-old vet doing the national anthem on a harmonica on Pearl Harbor Day yesterday. Most electric national anthem I think I've ever seen. Love to see what Kaepernick would do, and this would have been the ultimate. Because if you don't stand when this guy is doing this, I think you have to be executed.
Mm-hmm. On Pearl Harbor Day.
On Pearl Harbor Day with this guy. And by the way, I wrote in the blog too. I'd love to be a harmonica guy. I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You don't break it out all the time. You break it out maybe
once or
twice a year.
It's a very fine line between being the cool harmonica guy and the annoying harmonica.
Totally.
Tim Kaine.
Hillary's, that's the one with the.
The guy, people will forget all about Tim Kaine's vice presidency bid, but they'll remember he's a harmonica guy.
And he has the double, too. Yeah. I don't want the double. I want the blues traveler guy.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, though. There's only, like, five harmonica guys on the planet. Yeah. There's, like Billy Joel, blues traveler guy, the old vet, Bob Dylan. It would be you. You're top four or five automatically.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the rundown. Do we have any post-show? Again, we're doing Army-Navy. I don't know if, Chaps, do you want to say anything about it or no? Do you have an impromptu speech that you want to start? Doing a
the pageantry of Army Navy is awesome.
Have you ever been with Chaps in a military environment?
I might have been around, maybe not.
It's a scene.
Different type of Chaps.
We could have like impromptu like.
Might have to give another speech.
That's what I mean.
But people have asked me about that speech. The dude, I had to, in that situation, because we had like an old school church.
I think I've
like,
told this story. So when Chaps and I went to the Marine birthday ball in San Diego, and all due respect to all the Marines, the best. The guy who gave the keynote speech was the worst speech I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was just basically like you would see at like an old church where it's like, next slide.
And it was him in Vietnam, but it'd be like, this is me next to a plant. And then the next slide. This is me sitting on the ground. Next slide. This is my friend Joe. Next slide. And it went on forever.
Right.
So Chaps, with the guy who invited us, was like, do you want me to save the speech? We're like, yeah, Chaps, whatever. Chaps runs into the middle. Like, picture a wedding and there's just the dance floor in the middle. He ran into the middle of the dance floor and just started.
It was a breezy walk.
You stormed up there. Now, the thing that I think was confusing at first, so he just started like screaming his speech out.
There was a man that I met shortly after I met my wife, and his name was Jack Sims. Jack Sims was the greatest Marine that I've ever known. Jack Sims sat by a man named Ron in the battlefield that was known as Iwo Jima.
What was confusing and interesting in the beginning is everybody there was dressed in military gear, their uniforms. Chaps and I were civilian clothes, so nobody really knew who Chaps was.
Right.
So it's like, who is this guy? And you started it actually, I'm Chaps from Barstool Sports.
Right.
And like, who the fuck is that?
Right.
But then once you got into your background, and I will say this, Chaps was way more decorated. Like, I don't know any of the terms, like, but when Chaps would say, you know, what you were or what you retired as, everyone's like, whoa. So it was a big deal. But the point is, tomorrow, keep an eye on Chaps. Because we don't know, get a little booze in them.
Line, like.
Get a little booze in them. And we could have some impromptu, like, oorah speeches. Oorah, not hoorah.
Oorah. Yeah, so, yeah, thank you. So Dave and Dan are going, ZBT crew is going. Fun fact, West Point has not won since Connor enrolled there in 2002.
Interesting.
So is it the curse of Connor? Is it the Connor curse?
Interesting.
Will we be able to have the Connor curse broken?
Who do you root for as a Marine?
Nobody, because I don't root for officers. Fuck that. No.
Oh.
I'm an enlisted guy.
So just booze? Just boo everybody?
I mean,
I can get down with that.
I'll begrudgingly, just because he's an Army dude, I'll begrudgingly wear the Navy stuff.
Right. I think we're Army guys.
Yeah, we're Army guys.
My mother is beside herself.
You're at least a Marines guy.
Well, I'm a Marines guy, but I'm an Army guy because I root for the team that hasn't won forever, and I'm also going to bet on them. +8.
What's the total?
I don't know what the total is.
We had actually a good conversation because we're taking the train back. We're like, oh, we're not going to make the 7 p.m. train. It's like, it's Army Navy. They just run the football.
Yeah, it's over in 2.5 hours.
So we're going to tweet out where we're going to be.
Yep.
All of the proceeds from the tailgate that we're going to is going to a guy got both of his legs blown off in Afghanistan. So all the proceeds, they raised $14,000 last year. All the proceeds, we're going to have way more money this year, is going to go to pay for him to have a home. It's going to pay for his house.
I actually think, cool. Chaps, we could probably, too, if they have like a GoFundMe or however they're doing it, if we just write that, I bet we can at least double or triple that just with the Barstool crowd.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So maybe we get the link for that, put that up, and then we can just let people who aren't there as well contribute.
Yes, yeah, so come say hello. Yep.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay.
So
thanks, Chaps.
We'll see you guys all there Saturday. All right, that's a rundown.